You are tuned to KRBS 107.1 FM, the City of Gold's listener-supported radio station. I have Julie Morris on the phone right now with the ASPCA. Julie, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good afternoon, Laura, or good evening, I should say.
Yes, I guess there is a time difference here. We're just after 4
o'clock. Yeah, I'm headquartered in New York, but we have staff in New York, Virginia, Texas, and Louisiana helping out with Hurricane Katrina-related things. We have two teams of people in the field working with the Louisiana SPCA. They have a staging area in Gonzales, Louisiana. We're going into the city of New Orleans and trying to rescue animals, take them out to Gonzales to reunite them with their owners. Also important for people to know, the Louisiana State Veterinarian has established a phone bank for anybody reporting stranded animals. So if there are people looking for animals, there's a number they can call. It's 225-925-3980. ASPCA is also working in Austin, Texas, and Dallas, and Houston with the groups there, and in Oklahoma with evacuees that are coming into those states and areas with animals and trying to work with the animals and reunite them. And a piece of good news for listeners, if they've been watching the news and they've seen the dog Snowball, was the dog who was removed from the young boy by the police officer and is very upset. The dog and the boy have been reunited. So that was a big plus for the day.
That's absolutely wonderful. So a lot of people, since they are without homes and they did bring their animals with them, they have to find a safe place, and I'm assuming the SPCA is setting up temporary shelters.
Right, the Louisiana SPCA in New Orleans was actually destroyed in the hurricane. They'll have to worry about that at a later time, but right now, in cooperation with Louisiana State University, they have a temporary staging area. The ASPCA purchased crates and had them drop ship there where they can house animals. And they have animals that are coming in from the evacuees as they're moving that people are bringing there. But also now that they finally have access to the city of New Orleans, there was a 5:30 curfew, so they had to be out by 5:30 this evening. They and other rescue groups, ASPCA, Humane Society of the United States, Code 3, are going in there with vehicles and boats and trying to rescue animals from the different situations, and they'll bring them back to that area in Gonzales, Louisiana, where they'll be held to be reunited with their owners. Those animals that have been identified as that don't have an owner or the owner can no longer care for them or want to surrender them will be moved up to the Houston SPCA for placement, but animals that are still waiting to be reunited with their owner will be held in Gonzales.
Now, is there a place where people who are interested in donating to this animal effort can go online?
Yeah, there's two places. You can go to the ASPCA, which is www.aspca.org. We also have an 800 number, 866-275-3923. All of the money that we raise is going directly to shelters and efforts in the Hurricane Katrina effort. We've already given $50,000 to Louisiana SPCA, purchased about another $50,000 of equipment, and gave another $50,000 to Houston SPCA, and made a commitment of $250,000 to Louisiana SPCA once they're in during their rebuilding efforts. And any funds will be raised will be distributed in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, in the affected areas directly to those shelters. So if they go onto the ASPCA website and they donate, they can rest assured that those funds will be used in the field.
It sounds like this organization is highly organized and has a lot of people working for it.
We're trying. We've had a lot of people who have been working through the day and through the night and the weekend, and Louisiana SPCA is bearing the brunt of this and is sort of the lead agency in the field, and we're there to just provide assistance for them as needed.
One of the things that I work with, I host an animal rights show, I talk about how helping animals also helps human beings. And in a situation like this, it does show that when you're rescuing animals, you're also helping out the people, such as Snowball. And a lot of people are staying behind. I've come across some articles because they can't bring their animals.
We have a lot of cases. We had a really sad case yesterday. We got a call from a petty officer in Oklahoma. They had just gotten 32 busloads of people from New Orleans, and a lot of people came with animals on their on the bus, and they weren't expecting that, and they didn't know how to deal with that. We hooked them up with the Oklahoma City Animal Welfare Division for help with the animals, but one woman came with 12 poodles, and what had happened is her brother had died trying to save the poodles, And so she absolutely refused to get on the bus without the 12 poodles. So she brought the poodles, and the people in Oklahoma City are taking care of the woman and the poodles both. So there are a lot of people who, you know, are not going to leave their home without their animals. And a lot of people that care about the animal, our phone lines are being flooded by people looking for lost animals.
Is there going to be a website, perhaps? Are you going to post pictures and...
There's a website, not belonging with the ASPCA, but that we cooperate with, called petfinder.com, petfinder.com, and they're working with all of the agencies that have rescued animals to get the photos of all the animals that have been rescued in the field up on the website. So anybody looking for their lost pet, right now they're not necessarily looking for new homes for them, but that may come to eventuality. But right now the purpose is to reunite them. They'll be posted on petfinder.com, and they can look for their pets there, and they'll have the contact information of where they are and how to get a hold of them.
Yeah, petfinder.com is used by our local NWSPCA here in Oroville, California.
Excellent website, and they've been working through the weekend and night to get that up and coordinate, and coordinate with the people out in the field to get, so all of the animals that come into the Gonzales staging area will be posted on PetFinder as well.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for helping us.
Okay, Julie Morris with the SPCA stationed in New York. Good luck.